Time now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, English Premier League champions Manchester City close the gap at the top of the table to 2 points.
It's on to Dzeko. Dzeko trying to jump, and Dzeko's done it again. Dzeko scores for Manchester City. The super sub does it again.
Chelsea captain John Terry suffers what could be a serious injury on his comeback from suspension, and Roger Federer will take on Novak Djokovic in Monday's ATP World Tour final. But first, football, and in the English Premier League, a dramatic late win over Tottenham has moved defending champions Manchester City to within touching distance of the top of the table. They're 2 points behind leaders Manchester United after a 2-1 victory. The BBC's Darren Fletcher was watching the game.
While you may question the form and the defensive play of Manchester City this season, you certainly can't question the character of Roberto Mancini's team. It took a stirring second-half display to beat Spurs, which puts them within 2 points of league leaders Manchester United. It was the Londoners who scored first, a goal that will leave England keeper Joe Hart red-faced. Kolke's header from a corner hit Hart in the chest before nestling in the corner. City's response included two shouts for penalties, first for handball by Gallas, then for a body check by Huddleston on Zabaleta, both waved away by referee Michael Oliver. Cue the fight back. Mancini sent on Maicon, switched to three at the back, and the tactical change altered the game. First, Aguero coolly slotted his fourth of the season to equalise, before Dzeko volleyed in on the turn to win the match with 2 minutes to go. It ends a week where City's players and manager have been scrutinised, with a victory that provides the perfect riposte.
It was an important win for the City manager Roberto Mancini after the club was effectively eliminated from the Champions League on Tuesday, but he admits it was only their performance in the second half that ensured a positive result.
First half we played well because Tottenham had only, I don't think that they had a chance, maybe a couple of set pieces. I think that we need to improve there because we continue to concede a goal, but there are some moments like this. And after, I think the second half, we played a fantastic second half.
As for the Spurs manager, Andre Villas-Boas, he admitted that Manchester City was simply the better team.
The game was not easy for any of the teams. Certainly, when Man City have those quick combinations between the strikers, it's difficult to stop them. You have to be very, very narrow and concentrated because they go through the middle like no other team in the world because they have that ability. But it was a difficult game for both teams. I think we also put them on the back foot. We were strong. They were very, very aggressive today. Put us a lot of times under pressure. But we gave them a run for their money, but couldn't hold on to a positive result.
The Chelsea captain, John Terry, will have a scan later on Monday after he was stretched off in Chelsea's 1-1 draw against Liverpool. Terry had earlier scored on his return from a four-match ban for racially abusing QPR's Anton Ferdinand. Luis Suarez scored the equaliser for Liverpool, who are 13th in the table. An accidental collision with Suarez caused Terry to leave the pitch on a stretcher. Chelsea manager Roberto Di Matteo says it could be a worrying injury for the defender.
He's got an injury on his knee and we'll have to have an MRI scan tomorrow to fully understand the extent of the injury. We hope that he's not too serious, but he's definitely injured.
He got you your goal with a typical John Terry header from a set piece. Are you a bit disappointed that you didn't push on from that and get the second goal that might have finished Liverpool off?
I thought that we did push on and we had the chances to score the second goal just before half time. Mata had a glorious chance and the second half as well. You know, we knew we wanted to score the second goal to kill the game off, and we knew that was important for us, and we did have chances. Just didn't come. The goalkeeper made some good saves, we missed, and the second goal didn't arrive, and it's always a very dangerous result, 1-0, because you know, the opposition can score from a set play or in other ways.
Meanwhile, Kevin Nolan scored the only goal against his old club as West Ham beat Newcastle away from home 1-0. The win moves the London side into the top six. Nolan has no regrets about leaving Newcastle to join West Ham.
When you get a chance to go to another fantastic club like West Ham, you can't turn it down. And, you know, the desire they showed to have me, you know, and I'm not just talking about Sam, I'm talking about the chairman. And the way I've been treated since I've been down there with the fans, with, you know, the people in and around the place, it's just similar to what I had here, and I'm just absolutely delighted to leave one great club to go to an absolutely another fantastic club.
In other news from English football, Wayne Rooney, Theo Walcott, Jonjo Shelvey, Kyle Walker and Aaron Lennon have withdrawn from the England squad to face Sweden on Wednesday because of injury. Argentina's Lionel Messi reached yet another landmark after scoring two goals for Barcelona in the 4-2 win over Mallorca. He's now hit 76 goals in 2012, beating Pelé's tally of 75 from 1958 and taking him to within 9 of Gerd Müller's all-time record of 85 set in 1972. Meanwhile, Real Madrid forward Cristiano Ronaldo will undergo tests at a clinic in the Spanish capital after sustaining a nasty gash above his left eye in Sunday's 2-1 La Liga win over Levante. And Atletico Madrid stay 3 points behind Barca in the La Liga table after beating Getafe 2-0 at home. It was an eventful day across the top leagues in Europe. Lazio triumphed in the Rome derby. They came from behind to beat AS Roma 3-2 at the Stadio Olimpico. They now move 5 points ahead of their local rivals. And in the German Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen missed going third on Sunday. They suffered a shock 3-1 defeat at Wolfsburg. This is BBC World Service. A bus crash has killed 4 players from a second-tier football team in South Africa. They were members of the Polokwane City Club. The BBC's Mark Gleeson reports from Cape Town.
4 players from the South African second-tier football club, Polokwane City, were killed in a bus crash this Sunday afternoon on their way back from a fixture in the National First Division. Police have confirmed 4 deaths, but reports indicate it might be as many as 6. There are more than 20 injured. The minibus in which the team were travelling collided head-on with a similar vehicle carrying a group of churchgoers from Zimbabwe. South Africa is still reeling after the death last month in similar circumstances of the national football team's assistant manager Thomas Madikage, who died in an accident not far from Sunday's crash.
On to tennis now. Roger Federer will face Novak Djokovic in the final of the ATP World Tour Finals on Monday. That's after Federer beat the US Open champion Andy Murray 7-6, 6-2 in the last 4 of the London event. Earlier, Djokovic had proved his powers of recovery once again by fighting back to beat Juan Martin Del Potro in the semi-finals. The world number one came back from a set and a breakdown to win in 3 sets.
It must have felt like playing in Basel or Zurich, the strength of feeling, the sheer volume of support for Federer inside the O2. And when he served and volleyed, chipped and charged and generally glided his way to the final few games, those waving the Swiss flags were reminded of Federer's very best form. Murray had started strongly, leading 3-1, but Federer won the hour-long first set on a tiebreak before pulling clear in the second. Murray dropping his serve from 40 love up in the third game, proving to be the decisive few moments.
That was the BBC's tennis correspondent Jonathan Overend reporting from the O2 in London. It's day 4 of the first test between Australia and South Africa at the Gabba in Brisbane. Australia resumed on 111 for 3 in their first innings. They've now moved on to 163 for 3. That's in reply to South Africa's 450 all out. That included an impressive 147 from Jacques Callis. With victory in the road race on the final day of the African Cycling Championships in Burkina Faso, Eritrea completed a clean sweep of golds contested by the elite men. Ed Harry was watching.
170 kilometres and as many riders in unseasonably hot conditions even for here. That the victor was Eritrean, no great surprise, but his identity was. Natanael Barane, part of a two-man breakaway 70 kilometres from the end, out-sprinting South Africa's Jay Thompson, whilst arguably the best cyclist Africa's produced to date, Daniel Tekle-Haymanut, back in the peloton, performing a supporting role for his Eritrean teammate. With Barane's victory in the road race, Tekle-Haymanut's in the individual time trial, and both forming part of the team time trial winning quartet, Eritrea's depth of talent is enviable.
BBC Sports.